Let's see here. Rabbi, Perik Yud Gimel, Pasuk Mem Zayin. Yud Gimel Mem Zayin. The pasuk v'habegit ki yevo negat tzaroas v'habegit tzemer o v'habegit rishta. Ramban writes, "Zeh einenu b'teva klal v'lohove v'olam." This pasuk is the beginning of, until now, the parasha has been dealing with nigei adam, when the negat tzaras is on the person. And here the Torah begins dealing with nigei begadim, when you have a nega on a beged. Says the Ramban, "Zeh einenu b'teva klal v'lohove v'olam." This is not a natural phenomenon; it doesn't happen. T'chein nigei abatim. So too, in Parshas Metzora, where the Torah talks about Nigei Batim, it's also not a natural phenomenon, it just does not happen. Aval biyos Yisrael shleimim l'Hashem. When Klal Yisrael as a whole is completely and consistently committed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in response, Yeh Ruach Hashem Aleihem Tomid. There's a different type of hashkocha which ensues. Lahamid Gufam Ubidehem Ubatehem B'maritos. When mitzidenu, that there's complete consistency, there are no disparities, no discrepancies between what we say, what we do, what we believe, how we act, is b'yos Yisrael shleimim l'Hashem. So then, A, there's no disparity, as it were, between the hashgacha, which is overt, and that which is hidden. And what's more, when we're, again, collectively, consistently, completely committed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then there's also no incongruence between the taharas hanashama and the body which clothes the neshama, and the begadim which clothe the body. Yeh ruach Hashem aleihem tamid lahamid gufam uvigdehem ubatehem b'marato. When everyone's neshama is preserved in its pristine state, so then that's reflected outwardly as well. And when, as an aberration within this utopian world, as an aberration, kasher yikra ve'echad mehem chet va'ovan, there will be, but it's an exceptional circumstance. It's not nice in b'chol yom. As an exceptional circumstance, yikra ve'echad mehem chet va'ovan, so as a result, yishava, that will develop, that will materialize, kiyor, something unseemly, something ugly, bivsaro, or bivigda, or biveso, laharos, ki Hashem some olav, which serves to indicate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, has turned away from him because of that chait. L'chach amar HaKosov, that's why the pasuk says, "V'nasati neged tzaras beveis eretz achuzaschem." Nigei batim is only in Eretz Yisrael. Ki himakas Hashem. Well, excuse me. Ki himakas. Sorry. At this point, the Ramban is emphasizing the v'nasati. Ki himakas Hashem beveisahu. It's not a natural phenomenon. No, this is something which is v'nasati. HaKadosh Baruch Hu acting on the supernatural level in, imposes nige batim. And that's why, says the Ramban, the next part of the Pasuk, of the Ves Eres Achuzasvim, V'hine Einenu Noheg Ela Ba'aretz Shehi Nachas Hashem. Nige batim are only Noegim in Eretz Yisrael. The reason Nigei Batim is limited to Eretz Yisrael is because it's an expression of a level of hashkacha which only exists in Eretz Yisrael, where you have a special hashkacha hashchina. Ubetos konim dorshu od she'ena bayis metame ala achi kibush v'chiluk v'sheva shekavshu v'sheva shecholku. But if there would have been nigei batim in during those 14 years, again, they wouldn't have been noheg. When they were no longer busy with milchama and no longer busy settling, Ramban says, even though there's no pasuk to this effect, I think that nigei begadim also are only operative in Eretz Yisrael for the same reason, because it's something supernatural. It's only something that can happen in Eretz Yisrael where you have that special hashkafa. Ayvet, there's no pasuk. V'lohutzach l'mayit mehen chutzlaretz ki lo ye'oru shom le'olam. You don't need a pasuk to be memayit. You need a pasuk to be memayit, if it can happen, to tell you, but you don't have to worry. You don't have to destroy the house. You don't have to go through the process. Ramban says, what I'm telling you is it simply won't happen. Ki lo ye'oru shom le'olam. Okay, so let's stop here, at least for the moment, and try to process here. So on the one hand, so the Ramban attributes nega'im b'chashe yikra b'echon rehem chet v'odam. Right? He attributes nega'im to chet. Now, Chazal, kayodua, associate Nagoyim with specific Hatoyim. Omer Shumba Nachmeni, Omer Yonasan, Al Shiva Dvarim Nagoyim Boim. There are seven specific Hatoyim which trigger Nagoyim. Al Loshen Hora, Al Shvichus Domim, Al Shvua Shav, Al Gili Arayas, Al Gasus HaRuach, Al HaGezel, V'Al Tzores HaAyim. But L'Fum Riyata, the Ramban is saying differently. The Ramban is saying, no, the Goyim can be in response to any Chayt V'Avim. Right? There's no indication in the Ramban here that it's specific katan. No, kashya be'echad kashya yikra be'echad mehem chet v'avon yishave kiyo b'fsara o b'vigda o b'vesa. Now here, there's something a little bit confusing in the Ramban. Ramban opens by telling us that Nige begodim ze einenu b'teva klal v'lohove ba'olam. It's not a natural phenomenon. It doesn't happen naturally in the world. V'chein nige abatim. The clear implication being in contrast to nige adam. No, nige adam, maybe there is a virus there is a tzaraz virus. Right? And the Ramban didn't make this comment earlier in the parasha because it wasn't warranted. apparently nige adam is a natural, are a natural phenomenon. And yet, in the Hemshech, right, so again, look inside of us, say, Zei nenu v'teva kal v'lohove v'olim v'chein nige habatim. So he's clearly differentiating nige begadim and nige batim from nige adam. And then he says, what's pshat in the miracle? Aval biyos Yisrael shleimim l'ashem yiyya ruach Hashem aleim tomid lahamid gufam u'bigdehim u'batehim b'mare tov. Again, well, already now he's talking about Lahamid Gufam. But Kasha Yikra be'echad mehem chay be'oven yishave kiyor b'vsaro o b'vigda o b'veso. Now he's including Nige Odom within that same ma'aracha, within that same system. So Lechara, the pshat is as follows. The pshat is as follows. Nigei Odom, Odom kiyev v'or b'saro, sa'eis o sa'pachas o v'aris, v'ish ki yimarit rosho v'chulu. Nigei Odom are part of two different systems. Nigei Odom are a natural phenomenon. Because they are a natural phenomenon, they're not limited to Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't require that higher level of hashgacha, which is linked to the hashras hashchin of Eretz Yisrael, to have Nigei Odom. Nigei Odom certainly is noig in Chutz Laretz. When the Gemara talks about whether Negoya may Yisum Shalava or not, the Gemara says, hold on, v'holahu. The Gemara distinguishes between whether or not a person is afflicted with the Gemara in Brachos, whether or not a person is afflicted with a Negoya in Bavel, in Chutz Laretz, or whether he's afflicted in Eretz Yisrael. Negoya Adam are knowing in Chutz Laretz. And what's more, Negoya Adam in Chutz Laretz are an Onesh. And Yitachin Ma'od, they're an Onesh, Taka, maybe for Lashon Hara, maybe for those Shiva Dvarim that the Gemara in Arachin enumerates. But then Ramban says, Nigei Odom are also part of a second Ma'aracha. In Eretz Yisrael, there's an additional Ma'aracha, it's not a Ma'aracha of Onesh. Right? The Gemara in Berachos talks about Negoyim as an Onesh, albeit a Mizbeach Kapara. An onesh is machate, but nige odom is part of a ma'aruch of onshim. And again, and nige odom, unlike nige batim and nige begodim, are knowing in chutz laretz, and that's a ma'aruch of onesh. When the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, in Paragim of Hilchos Tshuva, that there are some chatoim for which HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes in this world, he doesn't say that's only in Eretz Yisrael. When Yonah runs away to Chutz Laretz, he also gets into trouble. Nigei Batim is part of a natural phenomenon. Nigei Odom are a natural phenomenon, and they're part of a ma'aroch of onesh. For what? For the Shiva Dvarim. But then there's another ma'aroch. There's a supernatural ma'aroch, which includes nigei begodim and nigei batim. For that reason, it's only knowing in Eretz Yisrael. And what's more, it's very meduik in the Ramban, it's not the Torah's Elmish. It's laharos ki Hashem so me'olav. It's serving notice. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending a message to the individual. Laharos ki Hashem so me'olav. Nigei Odom in Eretz Yisrael are also a part of this Ma'aracha. So again, we asked, initially the Ramban is talking exclusively about Nigei Batim and Nigei Begadim, and he says they're miraculous, and then when he talks about how the system functions, So then he includes Nege Odom as well. So the answer is, the indication that this is a miraculous system, it's a miraculous Ma'aracha, which is why it's limited to Eretz Yisrael, is that's indicated by Nige Batim and Nige Begadim. But within that framework, so then the Nige Adam are also subsumed. They're also included. So in Chutz La'aretz, when you have Nege Adam and Chutz La'aretz, so it's a different Ma'aroch. It's a Ma'aroch of Onshim. That's what Chazal are talking about. Al Shiva Dvarim, Negoyim Boim. In Eretz Yisrael, there's an additional Ma'aroch, a miraculous Ma'aroch of Laharos Ke Hashem Sor Me'olav, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu serves notice. And then that is a broader Ma'aroch. It includes Nige Bagodim and Nige Batim as well, but it also subsumes Nige Adam. Okay, let's reread a few lines here. V'hine enenu noheg ele ba'oretz Nige Batim is mufurish in the Chumash that enenu noig elab aretz shehi nachlas Hashem kamo she'omer ki sevo eretz kanana shani nosei lachem la'achuzo ve'ein adam v'nei ha'yoso chobas karka. The overwhelming majority of dinim that are limited to Eretz Yisrael is because the chobas karka, the mitzvos hatulios ba'aretz, literally ba'aretz, trumos, maisos, chala, etc. Right? It's a function of the fact that it's the produce of Eretz Yisrael, that it grew in the land of Eretz Yisrael. Mitzvot HaTuliyos Ba'aretz. Ramban says, this is not Chovas Karka. So that's just a statement of the obvious? It's a statement of the obvious? Well, no. It could be what the Ramban has in mind is the following. The Gemara has, in different places, a question of Tolosh or Vasov Chibro, whether dino kemuchubar or dino ketolosh. So you take a house. So the materials of a house were all tolosh. The beams, the wood for the walls, everything. The materials are all tolosh. But then you machaber it. You dig a foundation in the ground, and the result of the house is that it's mechubar lekarka. So the question is, wherever you have a din that distinguishes between tolosh and mechubar, and by avodah zarah we distinguish between tolosh and mechubar. If a person is oved, if the dava hanevad is tolosh, so then it's nesav hanah. But if it's mechubar, so then it's not nesav hanah. By meila we have a difference between tolosh and mechubar, etc. So in many areas in halacha, we distinguish between Tolosh and Mechubah. So the question is whether Tolosh of the Lasov Chibro is Dino Ketolosh or Dino Kemechubah. So Yitachen, that the Pshat in the Ramban is, the Ramban, maybe what this line in the Ramban means is that even if you would assume that Tolosh of the Lasov Chibro is Dino Kemechubah, but Afal Pichain, don't think that this is some kind of mitzvah hatfuya ba'aretz. Right? That's what the Ramban means. It's not that ve'ein hadavim neha yosel chovas karka. It's not that that's sort of just a statement of the obvious. No, but maybe he's dismissing and saying, you know, tolosh of asof chibro, don't, even if you would assume that it didn't come mechuba, that's not the pshat here. It's not the pshat that just as the karka of Eretz Yisrael produces Dog and Tirush v'Yitzah, that's Chayiv and Trumas and Maisos, so it also is responsible for having a din of Nigei Batim. No, Ein Adav et Neha Yosach Ovis Karka. Avul Mipnei Shalo Yovo Ha'inyan Ahu Ela Ba'aretz HaNivcharis. No, it's a function of the special Hashgacha, which only exists Ba'aretz HaNivcharis, Asher Hashem HaNichbat Shochen V'Socha. Good, fine, now, let's continue. U'betarus Kodim Darshu Od, She'ena bayis metame al achi kibush v'chilak. The Torah's Kohanim darshins that the dinim of Nige Batim were only noheg, the hainu, a bayis was only nitma with Nige Batim after the Shavu Shakavshu, the Shavu Shachilku. Bahatam, says the Ramban, ki oz nis yashva daitam aleim ladasas Hashem betishra shchina besocham. So why does the Ramban need an explanation? Lamaisa, with the exception of Challah, so Kedusha Sa'oret wasn't complete until La'acha Sheva Shekavsha V'Sheva Shechilku. Kibush was Mekadish, Eretz Yisrael. Right? The Kedusha Rishona, the Raman explains in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Yehoshua affected through Kibush. The Gemar HaKibush is with the Chiluk. So Kedusha Sa'aretz was, Challah is the exception, B'varachem, Meshunah B'yazu Mikol B'yal Shabbatar. Challah is the exception. So why does Ramban sort of need to give an explanation for why this din would, only become operative after Shekav Shavu Shechelku? Almost all the din of Eretz Yisrael were held in abeyance until after Shavu Shekav Shavu Shechelku. Elamai, so the word is like this. The Rav Zochman of Bracha used to say from his father the following, that there are three places in where you find, at least in the Rambam, where the halacha depends not upon, these were the phrases he used, not on Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but on Shem Eretz Yisrael. Shem Eretz Yisrael means a special standing and status Eretz Yisrael has, even at a point in history where Kedusha Sa'aretz is Betewa. That's what the concept of Shem Eretz Yisrael is. Those three are the following. The din is that the smicha, the original smicha, Ishim Pishim Moshe Rabbeinu, can only happen in Eretz Yisrael. But the Rambam says that it can happen in Eva HaYarden. Even though Eva HaYarden was a part of Eretz Yisrael and Kedusha Rishona, but Bimeez, which was Betela, when we went into Golos Bavel. And then when we came back in Be'ezra, so Eretz Yisrael that was Niskatsha was significantly smaller than it had been Niskatsha, the Gvulos, Bimei Yeshua Ben Nun. For instance, Eva HaYarden. But Afal Pichain, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Sanhedrin that Smicha can be conferred in Eva HaYarden. So I don't understand. If Eva HaYarden doesn't have Kedushas Haaretz, it's not Eretz Yisrael. Similarly, the din is the Torah, the end of Parsha Shoftim, has the Parsha of Egla Arufa. Ki motze cholol ba'adama asher Hashem elokecha nosim lecha nachalas. Something to that effect, the pasuk says. Egla Arufa is only noheges in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam says, but you bring an Egla Arufa from Eva Yadin. If those circumstances which trigger Egla Arufa would happen in Eva HaYarden, again, even now, when Kibush Yehoshua was Batel, and the Kedusha Rishon was Batela, and the Kedusha Sa'aretz that we have is on, doesn't include Eva HaYarden. But Eva HaYarden is the east bank of the Jordan. And the third then is the Gabi Kiddush HaChodesh. Kiddush HaChodesh, as long as there's a Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael, so Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah cannot be declared by a Bezdin Mechutz La'aretz. Again, the Rambam says that Eva HaYarden has a din of Eretz Yisrael, even Bimei Kedusha Shnia. So it says with Moshe Soloveitchik, because in each of these cases, the din hinges not on Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, but on Shem Eretz Yisrael. Again, Shem Eretz Yisrael representing that Eretz Yisrael, as the Eretz HaNivcheres, has a standing and a status, even when its Kedusha is not in effect. Now, Lemaisa, I forgot to bring it. The Ramban in the beginning of Gittin, in the old editions of the Ramban, the Rabbi Zalman editions, it was in the Hashmatos on Gittin Dabbeh. I think the new editions, they were Machnes, the Hashmatos are no longer Hashmatos. So in the newer editions, it's on Dabbeh. So the Ramban, Tosfos, deals with the following kasha, that there seem to be stiras whether Akko is within Eretz Yisrael or outside the borders of Eretz Yisrael. So the Ramban is dealing with the same question. So at one point, the Ramban says, well, maybe you'll say that the answer is that Akko was within the borders of Ole Mitzrayim, but not within the borders of Ole Babel. Again, because when Ole Babel came, they settled a smaller area than Ole Mitzrayim had conquered. So maybe that will reconcile the stiras, and that Akko was within Eretz Yisrael of Ole Mitzrayim, but not within the Eretz Yisrael of Ole Babel. But then the Ramban says that the kasha on that is that the Gemara in Ksuba says that when Rabbi Abba would come from Chutz La'aretz and he'd reach Akko, he'd bend down and he'd kiss the ground. So obviously it was Eretz Yisrael. So the man says, no, that's not a kasha. Because even if Akko, Le'inyan, Kedusha, Sa'aretz, Vetumis, and Maisris didn't, but in terms of the Chiba Sa'aretz, so the Chiba Sa'aretz would still be there, even if now there's no Kedusha Sa'aretz in Akko. So now it's the same idea, right? That Eretz Yisrael has a standing and a status, even when its Kedusha is not in effect. And that's what the Ramban says by Akko. The fact that Rabbi Abba is kissing the ground when he gets to Akko doesn't mean that it has to have Kedusha Sa'aretz. It's a part of Eretz Yisrael, even if that part of Eretz Yisrael doesn't have its Kedusha, Lagabe Tumas and Maisus, Lagabe Chalada Raisa, etc. So the Ramban clearly also has this idea, this distinction, right? That Eretz Yisrael, as a special spot on the globe, it's not that it rises and falls entirely with whether or not Kedusha Sa'aretz is in effect, with whether or not this year it's Shemitah Daraisa, whether it's only Shemitah Darabanan, whether or not Tumas and Maisus are Daraisa, whether Tumas and Maisus are Darabanan. No, there are many dinim which do rise and fall. But Eretz Yisrael, there's a shame Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the Eretz and of Cheres, even when its Kedusha is not in effect. Now, Klor, the Pshat, now we're on Ban here, I will say, is that even though the din of Sheva Shekovsh, of Sheva Shechilku, by Nigei Batim, just corresponds to the same thing by Tumas and by Maestris and by Shvias, etc. But for the Ramban, Nigei Batim is only Nog in Eretz Yisrael because Eretz Yisrael is the Eretz of Cheres. Nigei Batim should be totally on Shem Eretz Yisrael, not on the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Gabi Tumas and Maestris. That's why the Ramban has to say Pshat. That's why the Ramban says, Bahatam, the Pshat in this din, that the Torah's Karim Darshins, is not because the Sheva Shekavsh and Sheva Shechilku was necessary for Kedusha Sa'oretz to fully emerge. No. Because the special Hashkach is because Eretz Yisrael is Eretz and Cheres. That's a function of Shem Eretz Yisrael, not Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. Bahatam, ki oznis yashva daitam alehem, Lodas is Hashem v'tishra shchina b'sochem. No, the greatest tzaddikim, if you're busy waging war, you're busy settling, you're busy building a house, so it stares. La'achash in its yashva daitam, aleim lodas is Hashem, so then they have the full hashra sashchina. That is the pshat here. This, however, this that nige batim and nige begadim are shelo al pi teva. So the Rambam has that also at the very end of Hilchos Tumas Tzaras. The very last halach in Hilchos Tumas Tzaras Hatzaras, Perek Tazayin Halacha Yud. If you can get it on the computer, look on the computer. Hatzaras Hushem Ha'omu B'Shutfus. Kolol Yanim Harbe She'enim Domin Zela Zeh. Shem Ha'omu B'Shutfus is a homonym, meaning it has two different meanings which are not they're not connected. A yad is a hand, and a yad is a handle. Yados hakelim. So that's two different meanings, but they're related, right? The handle is the, you know, you want to grab onto someone, so you hold onto his hand. You want to grab onto the kli, so you hold onto its handle, right? So that's not a shema omer b'shutfus. Shema on the Shemus is when you have a word that just means two different things. So Tzaras is also Shem Ha'oma B'Shutfus Kol and Yanim Harbeish Anim Dom Zelazeh. The whatever, maybe it's a virus, whatever it is that causes Nige Odom, has got nothing in the world to do with the phenomenon of Nige Begodim and Nige Batim. We call them on the go. Okay, there's such a thing. It's a homonym. Shem Ha'oma B'Shutfus, right? It's different meanings that they're partners in owning this word. The word means has totally independent and distinct meanings. So when the Rambam explains why so many people were led astray by the anthropomorphic descriptions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Tanakh, so he says, one of the things that people, they don't understand language. One of the things about language is that there are many words which are, this isn't the only thing they don't understand. But one of the things that Rambam points out, we should make a long list of what people don't understand. But one of the things that the Rambam points out is that many, many words in language, and in Lashon HaKodesh in particular, are moving b'shutfus. The words have different meanings, so if you plug in the wrong meaning, so then obviously you get a distorted sense for what's being conveyed. But Tzaras Hashem Ha'omad B'Shutfas Kolal in Yanim Harbe She'ein Domin Zelazeh She'harei Lo Ben Or Ha'odom, right, when the skin turns this unusually white, Kolal Tzaras. Another, even within Nige Odom, it's really a Shem Ha'omer B'Shutfus. And when there's a patch of baldness, whether it's on the head or whether it's in the beard, also Kori Tzaras. That's also referred to as Tzaras. Shinui Ein HaBegodim, when the color of the Begodim or the walls or the bottom is also Kori Tzaras. But the Rambam says, don't think that this one virus which causes all these, and that's why we call them all tzaras. No, it's a shem on the surface. Then the Rambam continues, v'zeh hashinui ha'omu bivgodim ubebotim shekara oso Torah tzaras b'shutfus Hashem eino mimin hoga shel olam. Like the Ramban, right? The exact same point as the Ramban later makes, that nigei bivgodim and nigei botim are not natural phenomena. El osu pella hoya b'Yisrael, unlike the Ramban, k'day lahasir in Lashon Hara. Right, the Ramban sees that even nige batim and nige begadim target bedafka Lashon Hara. But when you think about it, it's just so extraordinary. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a whole miraculous system to warn us away from Lashon Hara. It's staggering. Also, Pala Hoya Bisa Kadela has Siran Milashan Hara. Shahamasafi Bilashan Hara, the Rambam says, Vishtanus Kiros Vesa. Here's the progression, the Rambam says. If a person speaks Lashon Hara, so initially the tzaras will afflict the walls of his house. If he takes that to heart, he does tshuva, so yitaher abayis. However, v'im omad b'risho, at shehutatz abayis, so if the nega doesn't go away, so ultimately you have to destroy the house. Mishtanin klei ha'or shebebeso, shehu yoshe v'shofev alein, his furniture. Then it progresses, and the negayim appear on his clothing. Again, if he'll do tshuva yitaharu, so then ultimately the same progression that you find, for instance, by Iyov, right? So first it's the nechassim, first the children, then the nechassim, then Iyov, right? So the progression, min akala lechoma, is first the person's nechassim, but then ultimately, rachman al-tzlan, the person himself as well. The same progression that the Rambam is describing here. Im amad v'risho, atchi yisafu mishtana oro, so then the tzaras will appear on his skin already. So here too we have a problem that initially the Rambam says that it's nigei botim and nigei begodim which are miraculous, but then he describes them as part of a system that includes nigei odim. And what's more, the strongest and most demonstrative message is what's natural, not what's supernatural, right? The whole point is the osva fella, a person cannot, unless he closes his eyes and his ears, which we often do. But a person cannot avoid noticing the osva fella of nige batim, of nige begadim. But as the person is omed berisho, and as it were, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is increasing the pressure to get the person to be chosev b'tshuva, so it seems very anomalous that dafka now, what's natural happens. And again, the Rambam, like the Ramban, says, no, nige adam is a natural phenomenon. You can, I don't know, maybe someday they'll discover a virus which can cause tzaras. It is a natural phenomenon. So Ellen Mai, how the pshat is like this. Let's say a person gets a cold. So how cold b'dei shemayim chutz mitzirim u'pachim? So a person doesn't, and appropriately so, doesn't necessarily read any deep, profound, providential significance into the fact that he has a cold. It's a natural occurrence. But what happens if the person had one machla after another, which is one in a million, and then he has something which is more natural? So when it's in context, when it's part of a sequence, when it's part of a series, so then it doesn't need anymore to be supernatural in order for a person to understand, no, this isn't an accident, this isn't a coincidence, this is also min hashamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only makes miracles. Every miracle is sort of HaKadosh Baruch Hu making an exception to his own Ratzon Hashem, of the natural functioning of the world. So miracles only happen when they're needed. There's no such thing as a gratuitous miracle. There's no such thing as an unnecessary miracle. Once it's been clearly established that what's happening is an os vafela, it's I don't know, maybe you know, the our tendency is such that one thing happens that we can't explain. Okay, so maybe we would dismiss it as a fluke, as a freakish occurrence. But first nigei begodim, excuse me, first nigei batim, then nigei begodim. So at this point, it's just so overwhelmingly clear that what's happening is an os vafela, that the next stage of negoim doesn't have to be supernatural anymore, because it's quite clear contextually what the nigei odom represent, and that's pshat in the Rambam. Right? Pshat in the Rambam is the whole process is os vafela lahasira milashon hara. But once that's been clearly established, there's no need for the even for the nigei odom to bedafka unfold in a supernatural fashion. Okay, maybe we'll stop here for a second.